Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce. More than $900 million will be invested over 5 years to permanently establish a support program to help those escaping domestic violence. It's one of a number of measures outlined by the Prime Minister today off the back of a National Cabinet meeting. Anthony Albanese's described the discussion with state and territory leaders as a further step forward, but he says there's work for all of us to do.
Can we be satisfied when a woman's losing her life on average every 4 days? Of course not. I'll tell you when I'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied when we eliminate this as an issue, when we're not talking about this as an issue.
Qantas has resolved a glitch with its app that was causing some customers to see the personal details of strangers. The airline has apologised. It says it doesn't appear it was caused by a cybersecurity breach. Bonza planes remain grounded for a second day, with the airline's fate now in the hands of administrators. They'll remain grounded until and including at least tomorrow, leaving passengers and staff in the lurch. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has told the ABC his government's willing to work with the embattled airline.
We'll stand by and be available to talk to the company as well as affected customers and workers. I understand other airlines are taking steps to support customers who are stranded, and we certainly welcome that. We'd like to see Bonza continue to operate.
And an investigation has confirmed staff at a Victorian hospital posed as patients to make the centre look busy during a visit from the state's health minister last year.